I'm Madeline Brandon. This is Day to Day. As winter's icy grip tightens around much of the United States, those with enough money or frequent flyer miles might want to escape to a place like Honolulu. The area is famed for its beaches and sunsets, but there's another draw for many tourists, especially those from Japan, the chance to fire off high-caliber weapons. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
A word to those who have never fired a handgun before. If your first time involves a gun range located inside a Waikiki shopping mall and an uber-powerful 44 Magnum called the Raging Bull, this is not what you want to hear from your instructor about how he got hired.
The thing was, I didn't know anything about guns, right? And then so when the general manager interviewed me, she goes, what do you know about guns? I was like, just that you don't point it at anybody. And they said, congratulations, you got the job.
It's not that Ivan Ueda didn't have experience working in the mall. It's just that it was at a nearby snowboarding shop. For the last 7 years, though, he's been working here at the Royal Hawaiian Shooting Club, where his fluency in Japanese comes in handy. The club is one of Waikiki's many shopping mall gun ranges. They're easy to find. Walk down any street and someone's trying to hand you a pamphlet featuring scantily clad women holding large firearms. The ads are aimed at Japanese tourists who are mostly prohibited from gun ownership in their own country. Tourists like Masuake Noritake and his young wife, who traveled here from Tokyo.
They came here for shopping, but since they're here, you know.
Since they're at the mall anyway.
Yeah, why not shoot a gun, yeah? Okay.
Noritake was still clutching the paper targets he'd been shooting at. Amazingly, he'd hit dead center almost every time, even though he'd never actually held a gun before today.
He said this is his first time and he doesn't understand why he shot so good. He's kind of surprised himself that he did so well.
All the guns are chained down to make sure nobody gets any ideas about heading out into the mall with one. Paper targets hang some 50 feet away in front of a thick rubber backstop. Inspired by Noritake's success, I figured I'd take a shot myself. But my instructor had a word of warning when I put my hand too close to the chamber of the 44 Magnum.
If you hold here while you shoot, your hand's gone, guaranteed. The power of the heat and everything escaping out from the side here is strong enough to cut you open. I've seen it happen. I mean, you'll live.
With those reassuring words, it was time for me to take a shot with the gun made famous by Clint Eastwood in the Dirty Harry movies.
Can I just pull the trigger at any point?
Yep, whenever you're ready.
Oh my God, that really just about knocked me over. How does Clint Eastwood do that with one hand?
That's the myth of movies, right?
After a few more shots, we reeled the target back in to see how I'd done.
There were 6 bullets, you nailed 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So one of them went to Denver.
It went astray.
Okay.
Thankfully, the rubber backstop had done its job. Masuake Noritake from Tokyo was still there, admiring his sharpshooting skills. He said he and his wife were planning to come back the next day. Before that, though, they had lots of shopping to do, and if there was time, actually visit the beach. Luke Burbank, NPR News.